edition of our program on The Fan, Sports Radio 66 WFAN. It is Super Bowl Sunday morning, and Rick DeLaRata joins us in this portion of our program. As we mentioned before we paused for our sports update and messages with Paul Rushame from Counseling Service EDNY, there's an event taking place on Saturday, February 7th, next Saturday, that is going to be something that will benefit the work of Counseling Service EDNY. The organization behind the event is Jazz for Peace. Rick DeLaRata has been involved in starting the organization, and he's going to share with us in our discussion. You can be involved directly in supporting the efforts of Jazz for Peace and, in a way, the efforts of Counseling Service EDNY as well. Rick, it's nice to have you join us on our program.
Thank you so much, Bob. Pleasure.
Jazz for Peace, in your background, you are a jazz pianist and vocalist. Put it in your own words of, first of all, what you mean by the concept Jazz for Peace, and secondly, how it is that this idea came to fruition.
Well, the main thing about Jazz for Peace is that, you know, we believe that if we as a species embrace certain concepts such as creativity and artistry, intellectuality, humanity, concepts that are embodied in the art form of jazz, of course, and also in many other things, but if we can embrace those things as a species, we can have a better shot at avoiding the behavior that leads to destruction. Jazz for Peace was the idea came to be before 9/11, about a year before that, due to a lot of the publicity surrounding the Israeli